It is 10:40 on WTOP. If you don't like to eat vegetables, you're certainly not alone. Just 25% of adults and 7% of kids eat vegetables daily. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can eat your veggies and enjoy them at the same time. We quizzed Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog, about why some folks have such a problem eating vegetables.
One of the reasons that people think we don't always like our vegetables is that they're slightly bitter. Texture is also a big problem. And then, of course, how vegetables are cooked can make a huge difference in what seasonings are used on them. And what also really matters, and we're understanding this more and more, is that what you're introduced to as a child is really critical to what you're going to like as an adult.
Well, help us out here. How can we make vegetables more palatable to folks?
Well, so here's where Mary Poppins might have been right.
Uh-oh.
And you know how she said that a little bit of sugar helps the medicine go down?
Yeah,
I love that. Well, it turns out that researchers have looked at this, and a team from Penn State and actually the University of Colorado got together, and they decided to test adding a little bit of sugar and a little bit of salt to slurries of vegetables. They use broccoli, kale, and spinach, which are, you know, those are hearty vegetables, right? Let's face it. And they found that by adding increasing amounts, that they could really make these things more palatable, but they didn't have to add a lot. And I think that's one of the take-home messages, that if you, even just a little bit of sugar, and I don't know if you've ever cooked Asian, but some of the home-cooked Asian recipes will call for like a teaspoon of sugar just to take the edge off of some of the bitterness.
Yeah, but of course, you don't want to undercut the nutritional value of the vegetable itself.
That's right, you don't. And so, you know, we can't slather vegetables in lots and lots of things that are not going to be healthy for us. But it does suggest that these flavorings can help bring out the natural flavor of vegetables. And we also know, anybody who's gone to an Italian restaurant and had some wonderful sautéed spinach in olive oil knows that that is really delicious and you want to eat every single bite. So we know that this can increase palatability.
Are there some vegetables that kids seem to like better than others? And why is that?
Yeah, there are. And so we know that when you're from the day you're born, that you have a preference for sweet. And that's because breast milk is sweet. So that this is a, you know, this is an innate preference. We can't really fight this. So look for sweet vegetables. So that could be baby carrots, sweet potatoes, butternut squash. If you've ever had a small sweet pepper, it can really taste great. Sweet peas are another vegetable that kids really like. And then the other thing that we could do is they love certain foods that are just really all veggie. So think about hummus. That's a vegetable. Salsa, a vegetable. Guacamole, and you might want the mild versus the spicy, but that's a vegetable. Pumpkin is a vegetable. Tomato soup, a lot of kids will like. So there are a lot of things that we can do that will push kids towards really enjoying vegetables. And then adding spices. So cinnamon is a spice that gives a little bit of a sweetness without any added sugar. There are so many wonderful vinegars out there that from balsamic and white balsamic and orange vinegar and just, you know, all different kinds of things that can add flavor.
That's Lean Plate Club blogger Sally Squires. You can find additional healthy eating topics from Sally at WTOP.com. Search Lean Plate Club.